This meeting is now being recorded.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, everyone. This is the new GTLD Subsequent Procedures Subteam Track 1, Overall Process Support Outreach Issue Call on the 5th of September, 2017. In the interest of time, there will be no roll call. Attendance will be taken by the Adobe Connect room. If you're only on the audio bridge, could you please let yourself be known now? Hearing no names, I would like to remind all to please state your name before speaking for recording purposes, and please keep your phones and microphones on mute and not speaking to avoid background noise. With this, I'll turn it over to our co-chair, Sarah Bakke. Thank you.
Thank you, Julie, and thank you all for joining us today. This is Sarah Bakke for the record. So today, let's see, next slide, please. Today we're going to be continuing our discussion on the CC comments that we received. And those topics will be the applicant support program and communication. But before we get into that, please raise your hand or let it be known in the chat if you have any updates to your SOI. Seeing no hands and no one typing in the chat, I assume we're all up to date. Additionally, before we get started, does anyone have any other business that they'd like to raise now for potential discussion at the end of the meeting? If something comes up during the call, as always, please feel free to put it in the chat or let it be known, and we'll be sure to get to that. Okay. So with that, we have a lot of information to cover today, so let's just go ahead and get started. So next slide, please. Okay, so I thought it would be good prior to going over the comments that we received for applicant support to sort of look at where we are as of today, the discussions we've had previously. So as noted prior, possible reasons that may have contributed to the limited number of applications for the application support program were the measures introduced to prevent gaming of the applicant support program that may have discouraged participants. There was a short trajectory from the JAS working group, final report, implementation of the recommendations, and the launch of the new GTLD program, inclusive of the applicant support program. Lack of an otherwise inadequate outreach effort, lack of financial support beyond the application fee reduction for other aspects of the program, like objections, string contention resolution, post-delegation operations, and other expenses associated with running a GTLD registry, including back-end registry services, escrow services, marketing, and sales. Some suggestions to date on how to address some of the issues above have been improvement to outreach for the applicant support program, as well as improving outreach in general for the new GTLD program in developing countries, creating around dedicated to applicants from developing countries, which is discussed in greater detail in section 4.2.16 of the applicant submission limits, and making the assistance more comprehensive so that it extends beyond just the application fee reduction. Just stopping here to see if there's any comments in the chat. Okay, thank you, Emily, for unsyncing the slides. So, next slide. The first question that we put forward to the community regarding applicant support was some have suggested it would be beneficial to expand the scope of the applicant support program by, one, broadening support to IDNs and other criteria, two, allowing applicant support program to include the middle applicant defined as struggling regions that are further along in their development compared to underserved or underdeveloped regions. The middle applicant is intended to be an expansion and not intended to be at the exclusion from applicants in underserved or underdeveloped regions. Middle applicant provides a balance between opportunities while understanding economic and developmental realities, priorities, potential applicants. Do you believe that there's value in the above suggestions? Do you feel there are other areas in which applicants for program could extend to benefit other regions? So, to that question, we received several comments and feedback. As you can see, the BBC or the BC Registry Stakeholder Group and ALAC all provided some feedback on the applicant support for IDMs. BC noted a good argument to be made around the need for additional support for IDMs, but this would need to be wrapped together with two broad areas that are needed: more community technical resources to help applicants get started, and more overall visibility in the marketplace. Registry stakeholder group noted that they believe that the focus on support for underserved, underdeveloped regions is a priority, and that the registries would support the eligibility of IDMs if those applicants also met the other criteria for the ASP or applicant support program. It did not believe IDMs would require a specific or special category of support. And finally, ALAC noted that it is not readily evident to be a problem that needed to be fixed, and they always intended the applicant support program to include IDM support. Just pausing here to see if anyone has any questions and to check the chat. Okay, next page. We also received some feedback on the middle applicant. BC noted that middle applicant area could make sense, would need to identify which areas to target and which services to offer. Registry stakeholder group noted the proposal of a middle applicant category could afford greater access to the application of the applicant support program. It could also increase costs of the program, and that registry would be curious as to how this expanded category would be defined, the specifics of the proposals, implications, such as overall cost and anticipated number of potential recipients. Just checking the chat. Also got a comment from ALAC, expanding a too restrictive program to operate in richer economies will not, we believe, result in benefits consistent with the original aims of the program. And Janik noted that he was against the middleman solution. Instead, ICANN should allocate funds from the profits of the 2012 round. Then industry experts and RSPs, et cetera, should be able to assist applicants from such regions to apply for funding. I'll take another pause. Next slide. This is regarding feedback on ways to improve the applicant support program. There are two ideas here, focusing on other areas of the new GTLD ecosystem and collection or collect additional information through research and studies. And so Nominet had noted bringing down the application costs and simplifying the application process and the timeframes will be the most effective way of leveling the playing field in terms of supporting, in general terms, all applicants. And Aphilius noted efforts to help underserved or undeveloped regions will be better served at providing support in other parts of the ecosystem, the registry operator or registrar program. If ICANN wishes to expand the applicant support program, it must find suitable partners with the relevant global reach to deliver the message to the appropriate audience. And then from Validaeus, they noted further information and better understanding is required. Suggested next steps include research and studies into understanding needs of any program and current weaknesses. Okay. Does anyone have any questions or input so far? Or are we all good? I don't see anything. I will just continue on. Okay, next slide. This was some feedback we received regarding opposition to expanding the applicant support program. That was from John Poole, who noted, do not expand, if anything, eliminate applicant support. Registrants do not want or need needy, unqualified applicants. He also noted that if an applicant does not have sufficient capabilities, they should not be applying in the first place. Next slide. This leads us to the second question that we put towards the community, and it was the applicant support program for the 2012 round was mainly focused on financial support and applicant submission. Should funding be extended to other areas of the process or for ongoing operational costs? Are there other support mechanisms that should be explored? We had several members of the community provide feedback on this. From Nominet, they noted that shorter and simpler plain English documentation and publicity education should both be looked at. There are other areas such as hardware, software, IT skills, and internet accessibility that suggest that these are outside ICANN's scope in terms of the new GTLD program. Registry stakeholder group noted that applicant support should focus on the application process and assisting those who want to apply to submit and see their applications through the process. Continuing operational costs are outside of the applicant period and outside the bounds of the applicant support program. ICANN could, however, facilitate introductions and engagements with RFPs that are willing to support discounted services for applicant support participants. And then we had the registry again note that the registry support continuation of the applicant support program, they noted primary hurdles to use of the applicant support program being awareness, timing, and education. Further, it was particularly burdensome for applicants from underserved and middle-served regions to provide required financial documents for a continuing operations increment, a COI, registry support, improving outreach and publication of the applicant support program and the resources it provides. Take a pause here. Okay. Next slide, we had some additional feedback from AILAC on this topic as well. They noted that considering that there were zero successful applicants from underserved and underdeveloped economies, attention should be focused on learning from that and making criteria less stringent for applicants from these areas. This involves potential expansion of the traditional definition of community applications, as well as the enabling of for-profit entities and underserved and underdeveloped economies to participate in the program. They noted that this could include major technical training, as well as knowledge and capacity building, pardon me, and access to appropriate resource personnel who could assist underserved and underdeveloped economies to better understand appropriate business models that would help them to succeed or help them to successfully implement new GTLDs based on lessons learned from previous GTLD experiences. Proactive consultation with key personnel from these economies would be helpful. And they also noted that the eligibility criteria are in supporting potential applicants to be able to meet appropriate eligibility standards should be a primary focus, and that there is a need for strong mentorship and continued support. We'll pause once again. Next slide. We had several comments that we received from the business constituency. They noted that they do not agree with subsidizing registry businesses, especially with the behavior we experienced in the last round. However, there may be sound reasons for helping a registry under the right circumstances. For example, a new GTLD program could support applicants that are targeting registrants in the underserved or underdeveloped regions, particularly for proposed TLDs using the language and script of that region. They noted that the criteria was set high in the last round and that no applicants were accepted into the application support program. And they believe that there are lessons to be learned from the joint applicant support program in the last round and that the JAS team included just one consistent business representative, Andrew Mack. And they noted needed to tackle more directly the idea of creating a business model for potential applicants in order to know which kind of support to provide. And the assumption was that they could, should focus on pricing, but in the end, this likely was only one of a number of issues. Just checking the support. Jeff says, I was wondering if there was anyone from BC that could expand on the comment on behavior experiences in the last round. Which I'm horrible with remembering which constituencies folks belong to. If you're with the BC and you're willing to talk, please raise your hand. Okay, not seeing any hands. Maybe that's something we could take to the list to get some additional feedback. I'll go on to the next slide. This is a few additional comments from the BC. They noted other factors impairing the previous applicant support effort include lack of awareness of the JAS program, the limited information available in most markets about the new GTLD program generally, and the lack of connection to technical information and support. Underserved, disadvantaged communities need more technical support in deciding whether and how to go forward, as well as some targeted financial support. They also noted that future support mechanisms for applicants serving qualifying regions should not be limited to the application process, but should also address the TLD operators' needs in areas such as escrow backup and ICANN annual fee relief, at least for a time period sufficient for market development and adoption. And then finally, they noted that probably work with local or the possibility of working with local or regional experts who can provide support for applications. Next slide brings us to the third question that we put towards the community. And it was, do you have any suggestions for improving publicity and outreach to potential applicants who would benefit from the applicant support program? Do you have any suggestions on how to improve the process to apply for support? From Janik, we have engaged with CCNSO, GAC members, ALAC, on how to create awareness, education in such regions, allocate funds for profit from 2012 round, create an ICANN department, team who can answer telephone in multiple languages, questions related to applying for and operating new GTLDs. Janik also noted ICANN could produce a video explaining benefits, how to apply, including planning, funding phases, how to operate new GTLDs. Nominet noted the regional IGF networks could be effective here, or that was a question they put towards us. Registries noted that they support improved outreach and publication of the applicant support program to overcome the lack of awareness about the program and the resources it can provide. Registries would encourage ICANN to build relationships and share information about future new GTLD releases in a timely manner with business associates, such as national and regional chambers of commerce, in order that they can disseminate this to their members to raise awareness. I'm just pausing for a moment to look at the chat. Jeff has noted, I like trying to use the regional IGF networks if that is possible. I don't know if there are rules about that, rules allowing that. Jim is typing. We also had a comment from Aphilius on this topic that said, it is incumbent on ICANN to identify appropriate partners to assist in this effort. And then back in the chat, Jen has noted that as long as it's basic awareness building and info sharing shouldn't be a problem. On the next slide, we had some additional feedback from BC and the ALAC. BC noted, simplify the process and add these improvements. One, if our community is serious about supporting applicants, we need a major effort to help potential applicants learn about the process and understand early what kinds of support might be available. They also noted in number two, provide support not just to committed applicants, but also to groups considering / evaluating whether to apply. Provide the tools to help them evaluate their idea and its potential before looking at applying for support. And finally, be present in potential markets. Showing up once or twice won't get it done. This is still a new field in many countries, and it takes time, presence, to build awareness. And then from ALAC, they noted that the applicant support program was barely mentioned in the original ICANN promotion of the 2012 GTLD round. So any new communications will be an improvement, and it is critical to any successful outcome of potential applicants in underserved or underdeveloped economies. And they also noted that expanding training and awareness opportunities to be more inclusive of their needs in this area, primarily facilitating and enabling these opportunities, which require funding and other resources to make them effective enablers for new GTLD development in their regions, inclusion of the application support program and alternate promotional activities related to new GTLD applications would be sensible. Okay, I'm going to pause here and look at the chat. Going back to the IGF comments, Jeff has noted, how far in advance do we need to suggest topics to the IGF organizations? Cheryl has replied, Jeff, there is a strong nexus between regional IGFs and our ICANN hubs. There should be ways. Jim has provided a link to various schedules. Alan noted, important to understand, the only applicants for this program were ICANN insiders. Greg has noted, ISOC, ISOC, and its chapters could be used as well. Ruben says, some CCTLDs to ICANN outreach regarding new GTLDs is ICANN promoting one of their, in quotes, subs instead of applying similar amounts of money to also promote CCTLDs. Vanda has noted, even IGF does not access companies around, even IGF does not access companies around that could apply. Vanda further noted, in our region, it is more associations in general that make the information flow. Greg agrees with Vanda that the way to reach the business sector is important. Going on to the next slide. The fourth question that we put towards the community was, the working group has noted that even if the applicant support program is well-funded, well-communicated, and comprehensively implemented, potential applicants may still choose not to apply for a GTLD. What other metrics could be used to evaluate the success of applicant support initiatives beyond the volume of applications? study conducted by AM Global Consulting, new GTLDs and the Global South determined that there was limited awareness of the new GTLD program and the benefits of applying amongst potential applicants. Would additional metrics in future applicant support programs and its ability to raise awareness be helpful? Do you have any other metrics that would be helpful measuring the success of this program? From Yannick, we have identify number of domains registered in regional new GTLDs compared with the number of intended users in such region, and then compare with same numbers in regions like North America and Europe. From the VC, they agree that there may not be a business case for applying, so I think that we should work on that directly by having workshops regionally in language, apologies, the noise, the background noise, regionally in language at limited cost to help potential applicants evaluate their ideas and see if they might qualify for applicant support. The number of such workshops offered, the number of attendees with ideas, and the number of follow-on communications, all of these would be helpful metrics. From the registry stakeholder group, they noted the number of applications, the number of successful applications delegated that come through the application support program could indicate the support provided was robust enough for the applicant to prepare and provide what is needed as a registry. And then ALAC noted where basic infrastructure and reliable access continues to be a challenge, ICANN must accept that existing availability of TTLDs, in parentheses, CCTLDs, and existing GTLDs may be sufficient in regions where resources may be more efficiently applied to critical local internet infrastructure. One objective could be the development of outreach by registries and registrars into the underserved and underdeveloped sectors, implementing appropriate training programs for developing locally situated registries and registrars that will address and support the needs of potential business, educational, and social entrepreneurial LDC end users. At the same time, training and infrastructure is not sustainable if mentoring and support from knowledgeable technical and management personnel is not continued as a follow-up for local developers to help them to successfully use their domains to expand their economic and social outreach into global networks until such time as they are able to apply on their own. In relation to the proposal, 1.2.1 metrics could be associated with the number of people within LDCs who opt for and are successfully trained as registrars. I need to pause here. So far, I'm not seeing any hands, so I hope we're all good with this. If you have anything you'd like to say, please just raise your hand, let it be known, or put it in the chat. So the next slide brings us to, I believe, our final question that we put towards the community regarding applicant support, and that was, do you have any general recommendations for improving applicant support programs? From the BC, they suggested considering streamlining the application process for all regions, but especially for the Global South, based on the experience of the recent round. They also noted that there was an informal support ecosystem established by ICANN as part of a process where firms could offer to support potential applicants and applicants could ask for support, but nobody knew it existed, and they feel that this was a miss. ALAC noted that improvements which start at changing and supporting opportunities for people in underserved and underdeveloped economies to improve their chances to meet the eligibility criteria, specifically the rule that prevented a failed 2012 applicant support effort from resubmitting as a conventional GTLD without support must be eliminated. This rule was believed to have been a significant barrier to entry for many would-be applicants. On the next slide, we have from the registry, applicant must be able to demonstrate that they have a business case for the TLD, and also from the NCSG, they noted that granting support for applicants from developing countries, whether it is financial or not, is key, given the fact that it increases global diversity and reduces the disadvantages that may keep applicants from these regions from participating in the new GTLD program. They believe that either a better advertisement of the existing applicant support program to these countries or the implementation of an exclusive round of applicants from developing countries would raise awareness and eventually result in increasing the number of new GTLD applications. And then finally, from the GAC, they just made reference to the submission. They made public comment on the public comment process from the CCPRT draft report. And with that, it brings us to the end of our review of the comments that we received regarding the applicant support program. Let me see what we have in the chat. From Jeff, we have there are also responses that are great about there are a lot of responses that are great at a high level, but I'm not sure that it helps us in a macro level. For example, the BC says that we should streamline the process, but what specifically can be streamlined? I agree with you, Jeff. I think we have a lot of good input and information, but drilling it down into something that we can propose in a, since we're going to find a decision tree or anything that we can bring back will be a lengthy process, I think. He's also noted that I would love to state in the preliminary report a question that says, what can our SOAC constituency do to improve awareness of the program? With that, I'm going to pause and see if anyone would like to make a comment. Raise your hand before I pass it over to Krista to cover communications.
Cheryl here.
Cheryl?
Hi, sorry, I just stepped away. Thank you, Cheryl Langdon. I just stepped away from my computer, of course, exactly when I needed to make an intervention. Typical. With the, I think, quite interesting set of information. I see Jeff's point about the higher level as opposed to detailed stuff, but I think what all of this input, and it is a lot of input, received on these questions, to me, validates the exploration and continuation of applicant support in future rounds. How that is done, of course, is the next conversation. There seems to be a lot of good material here to start a specific conversation or exploration from. But that's almost a new and specific piece of work. So I just wanted to say that as someone, as many of the people who are in this group were, who was involved with the development of the All Too Little, All Too Late applicant support program that almost pretended to run last time. Am I being cynical enough for you all? And yes, it's for the record, there is some quite validating points and interesting points to explore. So I'm not sure what we do next. Maybe that's a discussion for the plenary as well as this work track, but I think it does say to me that something needs to be done. Thanks.
Okay, thank you, Cheryl. This is Sarah Bakke again for the record. And we've had a few more comments in the chat. Greg has noted, I would add to Jeff, and how can we help? Banda liked the question that was posed by Jeff regarding what can our SOAC constituency do to improve awareness of the program. And then Jeff agreed with Cheryl that most of the comments do seem positive, on keeping an applicant support program in some form, and that most also states that the applicant support should involve more than just financial support, but also technical support. Okay, I see Vanda is typing. Looks like we're at the bottom of this discussion, though. So I'm going to go ahead and turn it over to Chris Beck. Jeff, your hand is up. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I know it's the last minute, but I just realized one of the things that the applicant support program required was for applicants to actually pay a part of the application fee. And it was not an instant part. It was a fairly significant part of the application fee. I don't believe we asked the question or got feedback on whether we should maintain that, whether that hindered applicants from applying. But it's something just worth noting as I reread that applicant support requirement. Thanks.
Thank you, Jeff. Good point, and I think we've noted that in our notes. I see that Banda has noted during the survey I did in this region, I promised to several companies to inform them when the program will start. Even cost was not the main point. Information about how to apply would be more relevant. So thank you, Banda, for that input. Seeing no more hands and no more chat, I am going to turn it over to Krista to discuss the responses we got regarding communications. Are you there, Krista? Maybe having audio issues. Maybe staff can give her a dial out, or okay, she's saying 1 second. Okay, I can go ahead and start with communications, and then once Krista has gotten reconnected to the audio, she can jump in. Okay, so the first question that we asked the community to provide feedback for the communications was the working group considers the subject to be mainly implementation-focused, but nevertheless has identified areas for improvement. For instance, the knowledge base could be made more timely and searchable. Applicant advisories could be better communicated, e.g., create some sort of subscriptive service. Program information could be consolidated into a single site. ICANN's global stakeholder engagement team could be leveraged to promote global awareness, et cetera. Do you have suggestions on additional areas for improvement? I believe Krista has her audio back, so I will let her step in at this point. Krista, are you there now?
I'm actually dialing out to her, Sarah.
Okay, I will just keep going then until she's ready.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, so from YAMIC, the Brand Registry Group, the Registry Stakeholder Group, Affilius, ELAC, and GAC UK, we got feedback on ways to improve communication. From YAMIC, it was noted, make a video explaining what it takes and which data to provide. Information about degree of detail needed and explain responsibility, challenges, and benefits.
Hi, Sarah. I'm here.
And sorry. Oh, Okay.
Sorry,
okay,
sorry.
problem there.
I don't know what's going on. Every once in a while it works, and sometimes it gives me a hassle, but I'll jump in. I think you just finished with Yannick. So the BRG stated that it was tailored information and processes could be adopted for distinct models like dot brands. And the next slide, communication to the masses is an important feature of getting the right messages out about ICANN. So the applicant support programs, the GSE team is not being totally successful in getting these out to underserved countries, which we were just you were just talking about. And the community regional outreach regional program, which is the CROP, teams need to be organized within underserved regions to more effectively introduce, educate, and inform. But without the right context to learn about the RSP and applicant support programs. And that was by the ALAC. Then we have a comment from the GAC in the UK saying that to provide valuable outreach opportunities and to close market hub modalities for promoting the next new GTLD application process or round. And we jump on to the next slide, which is the last one on this topic, which isn't super in-depth, is ICANN to provide applicants with an option to be notified of developments as well as information that is germane to their own applications, and as well as a mechanism to support questions to ICANN for specific applications that's confidential. And also wants some kind of timely deadline to responding those questions. And then on the flip side, they will also want something that's just more of a general helpline. So you can put in a question and receive a response. And additionally, those questions and answers could be published so that other people can search a FAQ type of page or along with any webinars or sessions that record all the interactions and the questions and the responses that people can easily access and then search the knowledge bases. And that was from the Registry Stakeholder Group and Afilias. Any questions or feedback on that so far? Okay, I'll jump into the next slide, which is the second question, which is 1.9.2, metrics to understand the level of success for communications were not established. Do you have suggestions on what success looks like? So we have several comments on metrics to measure that would be for measuring success, obviously. One is mainstream media, which could be used as a source to provide metrics in terms of any articles referencing ICANN and new GTLDs. Similar to before, in different languages, different countries, and the standard metrics should include response times, and that was from the BRG. The next comment was from the Registry Stakeholder Group and Afilias, saying hire and experienced communication firms in conducting global awareness that they should come up with a metrics and they should be measured against those to determine how successful the performance of the firm is. The next comment was from the ALAC, and number of people who apply for the training programs and successfully achieve its outcomes, those who eventually get to set up their own RSP or gather together in a team or do so within a region. And success could also relate to the number of outreach programs within each of the region that results in getting people to apply, talking to them about and just talking to them about the program. And finally, the last comment was from John Poole stating that the whole program needs a revamp. So those are really the only two questions that we had for communications and the related feedback. Reading some of the comments, Vanda says video with captions in several languages would be a good idea. So does anyone else have any metrics or any suggestions that you think we should include in this or expand upon? Seeing no hands, is there any other, discussions or questions or anything else on either of today's topics? So I know in Sarah and I's conversations on different things, one of the difficulties with the applicant support program was that a lot of people didn't understand the business perspective on it well enough as well. So I'm not sure if other people agree with that perspective, or is it more just focusing on the middle applicant, or any other feedback that we could possibly use going forward so that we can, continue the conversation and try to make it something that's more usable in the next rounds or continuous rounds, whatever that might be. Seeing no comments. Oh, Alan, please go ahead.
Thank you. I really think one of the problems is, and I'll say we, but it's I am talking about, but I think it's probably we, don't really have a good handle on to what extent reducing the application fee by whatever it was, $135,000 or something like that, was addressing the main issue, or if there are other, or what the other impediments are to actually having successful applications from developing economies. Certainly it was nicer to not to have to pay the full fee, but given that the only people who used that program were three ICANN insiders, it wasn't clear we hit any of the other people with the information, but it also wasn't clear whether it would have helped. And I haven't gotten a good feel either from the work the CCT review team did or from our other discussions that we really have a handle on what we're trying to accomplish and what we need to do to accomplish it. Thank you.
Thanks, Helen. And I think it's a very valid point. I know from my own personal experience that I did talk to a couple, and it wasn't the fee so much. It was great that the fee was reduced, but the business plan, they couldn't justify. So even, let's say it was free and there were no strings attached, they still couldn't justify putting maybe the time and energy and everything else in there to go ahead with it. But that's just my own personal experience from the first round. And perhaps other people might share their experience in providing a little bit of insight in there that we could use going forward. Anyone? Aubrey, please.
Hopefully I can be heard. One other question I have is that there was also a punitive aspect to the way it was done. In other words, if you applied for this after paying your 40 and you didn't succeed, you didn't succeed in getting the applicant support, that was the end of your application. You weren't in a position where you had 30 days to scratch together the money some other way. Now, I haven't spoken to anyone that said, yes, the punitive aspect bothered me, but I am wondering whether it did affect anyone, although, I still think the timing element and the outreach element was a big miss. Thanks.
Thanks, Aubrey. Cheryl, please.
Thanks for that. Sherilyn Denoor, I'm going to follow on from Avery there, and again, I mentioned it earlier. The timing aspect was definitely a major issue from my perspective. But to Alan's point, and I guess to some extent looking at who was able to uptake and who maybe thought about it but quite literally would not have had the time in their economies and regions because of the way things are simply done in those economies and regions, which is not always, you know, real fast, the timing had a disproportionate influence of the little bit of outreach that was done. I was involved in the APAC region in what was to be, I think, one of the more extensive outreach exercises, albeit insufficient, and we had, you know, a very good panel and a very large audience listening to the topic, but that was it. There was that one shot, an awareness raising, and not enough even ability for people to follow up. You know, we all got on planes and left. So it really does need if it's going to work, it needs a well-planned and systemic approach, and that approach will probably have to vary slightly in terms of its outreach and the viability of the metrics we set, and I agree that they should be set, depending on the type of underserved regions and developing economies we're talking about. When you have the situation where, well, isn't the access to clean water kind of more important? And that's a very valid point. That takes a while for a company or an innovator to work around that attitude. And so I think we need to look very carefully and with a very multidisciplinary approach on how anything is planned, if it's going to be planned, and I hope it will be for future rounds or continuing opportunities. Thanks.
Thanks, Cheryl. Does anyone else have any comments? So I see Phil has a question. So how much should ICANN put to support a program? How do we arrive at this number? And Vanda says, to strategize a new GTLD offer in the market, you need much more money than just the fees. So as I have asking here, the fees were not the barrier. The knowledge, timely awareness on how to trust to be back-end technical, et cetera, are all the barriers. So it sounds like, if anything, we have certainly a big thing around the timing of it. And I guess the question would be is, if we had a plan and, say, sufficient timing, and I guess we have insight on where it went wrong in the first round, is there any other aspects that we should also include in that list? And I'm sorry, I'm just going off the top of my head. But I think maybe that would be the place to start or to go from here. Any other thoughts, questions, hands, chats? Okay, seeing no other hands. Sarah, do you have anything else that you would like to add for today's conversation?
Hi, Krista. This is Sarah. No, I think that covers it for today. Might want to mention that our next meeting will be on Tuesday, September 19th. At the 300 UTC time. Actually, that will be on a Wednesday, I guess. Tuesday my time, Wednesday morning for everyone else. But anyway, on September 19th at 3 UTC, and we hope that you can join.
So with that, we'd like to thank everyone. With that, I guess I'd like to thank everyone for their time for today and continuing the conversation. And we'll see you next time. Thanks very much.
Thanks, everyone. Bye.
Thanks, everyone. Today's meeting is adjourned. You can disconnect all lines and have a great day.